During our petitions and communications, Kim Ryer, who's the president of the newly formed Veterans Foundation and Museum of St. Mary's, which acronym is the VFMSM, spoke to council, and he gave them an update on how the foundation was started, where it is now as far as board members are concerned, and where it's headed. And Kim has a passion for the veterans, especially for those who have served from St. Mary's. And this is going to be a wonderful addition to our city building, because we believe it will be housed in the city building at some point, and there will be relics on display and various items from the military and from families of St. Mary's that will be able to donate items to this museum. And so it's going to be a neat museum for anybody that's interested in our military veterans who served from St. Mary's. Also, Sergeant Josh Booz was in attendance to give council an update on the incident that took place last Saturday morning at Circle K. That was the isolated shooting incident that took place. And I want to commend our police department for their professionalism in handling that isolated shooting incident last Saturday morning. Also, we had some questions from a couple of council members in reference to the 0.5% voted income tax, how the money was spent, what cuts would be made if this levy doesn't pass. And I think our service director, Greg Foxhoven, did an excellent job of explaining that. I would encourage people who are interested in hearing those answers and his response to those questions to go to our webpage and watch last night's St. Mary's City Council meeting. He gives a great explanation of what takes place if this voted income tax renewal passes, and some things that might be cut if it doesn't. So I encourage you to check it out on the city's webpage, and can watch it from there. Also, we had a report from our finance committee, from Bob Fitzgerald, in reference to the finance committee meeting that took place. We brought to them some supplemental appropriations that was needed in the amount of $570,202.77. And this would help get a lot of the departments through to the end of the year. So that also passed as an ordinance, and I'll get to that in just a moment. I also brought to council's attention that all the windows are now have been installed in the new municipal building, and that we are going to have an open house for the public to come through the new municipal building. It will be on Thursday, May 15th from 5 to 8 p.m. and Saturday morning, May 17th from 9 a.m. to noon. So if you get an opportunity, you want to see the new municipal building on the inside, those are the 2 days that we will be having an open house. Also, last Thursday, I brought the council up to speed that we were in phase 3 of our Sleepy Hollow subdivision, selling the 5 lots that we had left. Last Thursday, 3 of those 5 lots sold during the auction. So when it's all said and done, 11 of those 13 lots out at Sleepy Hollow have been sold. So we're excited about that. Also, I brought to council's attention that First Fridays start this Friday. So we encourage people in the community to come downtown and enjoy what SMART has done and bringing family eccentric activities to downtown. So it should be a good time had by all. And that starts this Friday with our first Friday. Also, I encourage voters to get out and vote next Tuesday and support the 0.5% income tax renewal. I wanted to thank all of council members who helped get the word out and placed signs and went door to door placing door hangers. And I also thank members of the committee that was part of putting this all together. Greg Foxhoven, Zach Farrell, Mike Burkholder, Councilman Dan Uhlenhank, Councilman John Bupp, Gail Mason Brink, Aaron Gilliland, and Bob Warren. I want to thank them for their time and efforts in helping get the word out about the half-percent income tax renewal. Also, we had no third readings, no second readings, so we went right into new legislation. And as I mentioned, the first one was an ordinance for the emergency ordinance to make appropriations for current expenses and expenditures for the City of St. Mary's during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2025. That was the appropriations of $570,202.77 that will go to the various departments for various equipment items that they can purchase and things of that nature. And of course, we passed a resolution for the support of the Veterans Foundation and Museum of St. Mary's, whose goal is to promote an appreciation of veterans of St. Mary's, Ohio, and to authorize the Director of Public Service and Safety to collaborate with the VFMSM and authorizing the VFMSN to utilize the St. Mary's Municipal Building for their museum and office. So we're happy that that has been passed and they'll be able to move forward with the museum. Other than that, there was no other scheduling or miscellaneous business, so the meeting was adjourned. So that's what took place at last night's St. Mary's City Council meeting.